New prostate cancer diagnosis up 3% as early detection key to better outcomes. Mega Doctor News, by American Cancer Society, ACS. Newswise, Atlanta. This September, the American Cancer Society encourages men to talk with their doctor about their personal risk for prostate cancer and whether screening is right for them. The number of new cases continued to increase by 3% per year from 2014 to 2022, according to the American Cancer Society's Cancer Statistics 2026 report, with the steepest rise occurring in advanced stage diagnoses. The report estimates that in 2026, 333,830 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed in the U.S. and 36,320 men will die from the disease. The increase in prostate cancer diagnoses is largely due to more men being screened. This creates opportunities for early intervention and improved patient outcomes, although too many men are still not being screened early enough. We're seeing two things happen at once. More men are being diagnosed with prostate cancer, and a growing share of those cases are happening at a more advanced stage, said Dr. William DeHutt, Chief Scientific Officer at the American Cancer Society. That tells us screening conversations are happening too late for too many men, particularly those at high risk for the disease. There are well-established risk factors for prostate cancer that can be assessed for free using the online tool Axe Cancer Risk 360. The chance of having prostate cancer rises rapidly after age 50, and the disease occurs more often in Black and Caribbean men. When it does develop in Black men, they tend to be younger. In fact, compared with white men, Black men are nearly 70% more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer and 2 times more likely to die from the disease. When it comes to prostate cancer screening, one size does not fit all. The American Cancer Society recommends men at average risk for prostate cancer speak with their doctor at age 50 about whether screening is right for them. Men at high risk should have this discussion at age 45, including African American men and those with a family history of prostate cancer. Men at even higher risk should have the discussion at age 40, including those with multiple close relatives diagnosed at an early age. Knowing your personal risk is the start of a conversation that can change your outcome, said Dr. DeHutt. That first conversation with a doctor should happen before symptoms appear, not after. The important message here is that regular screening can save lives and detect cancer early when treatment can often be successful. About 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime, but most men diagnosed do not die from the disease. In fact, more than 3.5 million men in the U.S. who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer are still alive today. To find low-cost or free screening locations and support during treatment, call the American Cancer Society's 24/7 helpline at 1-800-227-2345 or visit cancer.org. About the American Cancer Society. The American Cancer Society is a leading cancer-fighting organization with a vision to end cancer as we know it, for everyone. For more than 110 years, we have been improving the lives of people with cancer and their families as the only organization combating cancer through advocacy, research, and patient support. We are committed to ensuring everyone has an opportunity to prevent, detect, treat, and survive cancer. To learn more, visit cancer.org or call our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-227-2345.